Welcome to the J.J. Nickding Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with ISU Farm Management Specialist for Washington County, Ryan Droletti, about farmland value increase in 2021. This is part one of a two-part interview. Ryan, why don't we start off our conversation by kind of looking at an overview. In 2021, Iowa did see a big increase in farmland value, but looking at the overall picture, just kind of break it down for us, say over the past year or two, and then over the past decade and so on.
I'm going to start out with the most recent survey that just came out here mid-December from Iowa State University and from Dr. Wen Dongzhong. So in this year's survey, the statewide average is $9,751, and that's based on the survey that was done in November. That is up 29% from 2020. Nominal dollar-wise, that's up $2,192. We then break it down by high, medium, and low-quality ground. High-quality ground is up 30.5%. Medium-quality ground is up 27.4%. And low-quality ground is up 26%. When we look at the nominal value, I mean, that puts us at an all-time record high on the survey. But if we adjust it for inflation adjusted back to 2015, if I look at the inflation adjusted, I'm still below the highs of 2012 and 2013. So nominal values, I'm higher, record highs, but inflation adjusted based on 2015, I'm still below the peaks of 2012, 2013. We had a farmland values. There's a few different peaks that we see historically. There's the historical peaks in the late 70s. And then again in 2012 and 2013. And then right now, I'd say we're starting on another peak of farmland values. So when we look at the overall trend in farmland values, it trends, the long-term trend is always increasing. From 12 to 13 down to about 17 and 18, we had a decrease in value as we came off that peak from 12 to 13. And now we're back up. Some of the things that in the survey that are saying are factors that are affecting farmland values on a positive factor or affecting land values to increase. Some of the things that we're watching and individuals that took the survey said that commodity prices being higher is favorable to keep land values high. We've got favorable interest rates. We've got low interest rates at the moment. We've had some historically strong yields across the state. We've had some really good government payments from the federal government to help subsidize our farm economy, which has helped our farm economy and the return to land, which is also a positive thing. And then the availability of land up until the last little bit. So availability of land, the number of individuals wanting to sell their land on the market has been kind of lower the last few years. And so that also helps with keeping, you know, supply-demand economics. Says with a lower supply, we're going to have some higher demand or higher, stronger prices on the farmland values. Some of the things that are negative factors on the farmland values that individuals indicated in the survey said input costs. We're looking at higher input costs. Last year, and especially going into this year, as we watch fertilizer prices being high and other inputs as feed and chemicals and or seed and chemicals and other inputs that we have, even equipment on the equipment side, it's been kind of hard for individuals to find equipment, even on the used equipment side, has been really high. Potential changes in the interest rate. You've got individuals that are worried about changes to interest rate and the Federal Reserve stating that they're looking to slow inflation by doing that. The interest rates could be changing here, at least maybe up to three times this coming year. We've got uncertainty in the ag future. We've got politics and what's going on in Congress and different policies that tax implications of the American Families Plan that could come into play that worry individuals and have an effect on our land markets, as well as individuals thinking that our land prices are really high. And are we in a bubble, and is that going to bust at any point in time or at any, you know? So some of those things we sit and think about, you know, those things that are affecting land values at the moment and where we're at right now.
That's been today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa Program with ISU Farm Management Specialist for Washington County, Ryan Droletti, talking about farmland value increase in 2021. J.J. Nickton Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.